FM 90.3 WJTL, 7 Time Down. Their song Questions. David Crowder Band, O for a Thousand Tongues. And Christy Lee brought us the worship song of the day from Selah, Step Into My Story. Happy Winning Wednesday. It's 8:05.
Yes, it may be Winning Wednesday, but next Tuesday through Thursday will be the Top 500 Countdown. It only happens every few years, so we're gearing up to bring it to you. It's one of our most popular on-air events of all time. So what we're going to do is count down the top 500 songs as voted on by you, our family of listeners. So be sure to listen for daily giveaways. It'll be winning every day and special prizes. And that's a big special thanks to Weaver's Garage in Lititz. It's a special radio event, and you don't want to miss it. Coming up September 17th, 18th, and 19th, only here on WJTL.
Joining us on the phone this morning from Global Disciples is Global Worship Specialist Tim Bench. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings from Global Disciples.
Yeah, thanks for being on with us. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Hey, well, everyone in our staff is praying right now. We have a morning prayer meeting from 8 to 8:30, but I do want to give a shout-out to everyone who's been working really hard with us on Nations Worship, which is coming up on November the 20th. And this is an international live worship experience. During this time of COVID isolation, it leaves us feeling alone, and I think what we all miss more than anything else is worshiping together. And so we ask the question, is how could we do this? How can we bring people together from all over the world, maybe, for a common worship experience? And the idea for Nations Worship came up. So we're working with our partners from 62 different nations. So Global Disciples, we're a group that works in planting churches in the areas of the world that have never heard the gospel before, which a lot of people don't know this, it's about one-third of our world has never heard the good news about Jesus. And that's what we're about. So we've reached out to our partners. These are new churches out in very remote areas sometimes, as well as in the cities. And they've sent us beautiful, incredible expressions of worship that are unique to their cultures. And we're putting that together with live worship that's going to be from Victory Church here in Lancaster. And then we're going to have some stories and a beautiful evening of just worshiping together. And we'd like to invite everyone to join us by registering at globaldisciples.org.
Again, and when's the date again, Tim?
November the 20th.
November 20th.
And 7:30, okay. At 7:30 p.m.
Great. And folks can sign up online and get the information they need to be a part of that?
Yeah, then they'll get updates and some little extra information, and as well as a link to the site that would be easier to find.
GlobalDisciples.org is the spot that you want to go to. Nations Worship coming up November the 20th at 7:30, an opportunity during this pandemic to not only link with other Christians worshiping, but to worship the Lord at the same time. And Tim, I love your title, Global Worship Specialists. That is such a great title. Tell us a little bit about what your job for Global Disciples entails.
Yeah, well, as we've heard back from churches all over the world that are newly planted, many of them are struggling to find their voice in worship and asking for help. And so I'm going to be working with regional worship trainers who will contextualize our teaching and what we're doing into their own culture and then help local churches worship God. Come together and worship Jesus. And we're just, we're learning so much from all of them because the way, when people newly encounter Jesus, it's extraordinary. And there's a fervency and a desire to worship God that rubs off on all of us when we're around them. And so we just want to look for ways to encourage and walk alongside of worshiping people around the world and see, experience the power of God. When we worship, God comes in power and brings his presence and we're transformed. We know that worship is a vital part of our spiritual growth and a vital part then of the mission going forward into the areas of the world that's never heard it before. And we're really looking forward to seeing this fulfillment of the scripture, Revelation 7:9, that says, "And there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb." And so we're hoping on November 20th with Nations Worship just to get a taste of what that heavenly worship will be like.
Wow, that gave me the chills there, Tim. That was pretty cool. Check it out online, globaldisciples.org, Nations Worship, November 20th, 7:30. We'll talk more with Tim coming up in just a bit. Also, music on the way from Josh Baldwin.